Radio X.
First time at a Greenfield Festival. What have you heard about this festival before?
Well, you know, I heard that the fans are pretty enthusiastic, and I got here early today, and they have been on fire since like since it first started. It's packed out there right now. It's like 7 o'clock, and they're into it. So I can't wait to play. Like, the weather's amazing, the environment's great. We're excited.
You just said you've been here early. Have you had a chance to see some bands before, like coming to the interview with us and then going on stage?
Yeah, I saw some bands. I'm not so sure that I'd heard of some of the bands, but it was like punkier kind of music, and it was cool. I was just watching the crowd mainly, and just to catch the vibe and see what it's going to be like today. And they're into it. They're excited.
So, like, in the beginning of the year, your vocalist Ivan Moody had a meltdown. Like, how did this affect you as a band?
You know, we support each other. Sometimes people go through things in their life that they need support from their friends, and they need to step away and you know, kind of regroup and get their stuff together. And, you know, that's what happened. So we were lucky enough to have our good buddy Phil from All That Remains step in and do a couple shows while Ivan was kind of taking some time to himself. And I think it worked out good. The fans were supportive, and he's a great guy. And, you know, Ivan's back now. Everything's good. So we're ready to roll.
There was like rumors that Ivan's gonna leave the band. He has declined these rumors. Can you, like, there's still some people worried around here. Can you, like, say there's nothing to worry about?
Yeah, it was kind of misinterpreted. He's not leaving. All he wants to do is just do a side project with some different musician friends of his and make some different music. We all like to do our own thing and do different things, and that's all it was. So people took it as like, oh, he's leaving the band. He's not leaving the band.
Your first album came out in 2007, that's like 10 years later. How has your music evolved in these 10 years?
Well, they're kind of snapshots in time. Every time you make a record is what you're feeling at that particular time. So, you know, we've obviously grown as people and as musicians. We weren't a band that long when we made the first record. So obviously now we've been together and done several shows together, several tours. You know, you kind of learn each other's more as people, what to expect from one another, who has what role. So I think our sound has evolved, but we still sound like us. I don't think it's been like majorly drastically different from record to record. That's kind of not what we do, but we always try to push ourselves to come up with some things here and there that you haven't heard before.
When you write a song, how can I imagine this? It's like, who comes up with the lyrics? Who comes up with the jam? How does this go?
Well, it'll usually start with maybe Jason will have a riff, or Zoltan will have a riff, and then we'll all get together with them and we'll kind of hash it out and arrange it. And Ivan's usually the last to write lyrics on the piece of music that we give him. And sometimes, you know, but we'll all help each other out. Like, if I have a lyrical thing, I'll help him. If he's like struggling with something, then we step in and help each other out as friends and brothers. But usually Ivan's the last to solve the puzzle lyrically.
So your name, Five Finger Death Punch, it actually comes from a movie which is called The Five Fingers of Death.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then Quentin Tarantino brought it up in his movie Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Now, what made it that you guys thought, okay, we need this as a name. We need to be called Five Finger Death Punch.
That was Zoltan. He's a fan of those old martial arts films. And he came up with that name, and I was unsure about it at first. I'm like, are you sure? Like, that's stupid. But then, like, it caught on, and here we are 12 years later as Five Finger Death Punch, and we sold a bunch of records, luckily, and we have a very stupid name.
So now you're going on stage very soon. Like, what are you looking forward to the most? When you're going on stage, what is your personal highlight?
Well, if the crowd's excited, that makes it much more fun. I like playing kind of when it's more at night. I like it when it starts to get dark, so we're playing around 9:30. I think it'll be perfect. We're excited, like we haven't been here, so the crowd's packed. It's packed out there. We can't wait.
Will you stay also tomorrow here in Interlaken, or will you leave tomorrow again?
We have to leave tonight, actually, because we play Download in the UK tomorrow. We'll probably be a little tired. And then right after that, we fly from there to Paris to do that Download. So it's just bam, 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 in and out.
How does that tour life, how do you manage, honestly? Like, just drinking a lot of beer, or what is the secret?
No, I don't even drink beer anymore. I drink coffee, but I actually try to squeeze in as many naps as possible. Man, I'm getting older, and anytime I can sleep, I just try to squeeze that in.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Oh, thank you. Closer every day.